and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Trump may replace his embattled defense secretary pick Pete Hegseth with Ron DeSantis, CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
DeSantis, during his 2024 presidential bid, pointed out frequently that he would have been the first military veteran to serve as president since George H.W. Bush.
Supreme Court takes up state bans on puberty blockers and hormone treatment for trans kids today. Human rights campaign Sam Law.
These healthcare bans discriminate against trans youth by denying access to the very same safe and effective medications prescribed to people who are not trans.
Police in Pennsylvania believe a grandmother who went missing Monday on a search for her lost cat may have been swallowed by a sinkhole. State Trooper Steve Lamani says they're concerned now about the safety of rescue crews.
Probably going to have to switch gears, which might be a slower switching of gears and a little bit more complicated of a dig.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 20-year-old man has been convicted and sentenced to prison in connection with the March 15th homicide in downtown Stevens Point. Arlen Sangster of Rothschild was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and theft after a four-day jury trial in Portage County. Sangster will spend 20 years in prison, followed by 5 years of extended supervision. He will also be required to pay the victim's funeral expenses, among other conditions. Two others involved in the case still have charges pending. They will likely be tried by a jury in 2025. The remains of Cassandra Aon were located on private property last weekend. Aon has been missing since October 3, 2020. Jesus Contreras Perez of Mozani was convicted to life in prison without eligibility for release on September 12 of 2022. This conviction was connected to the disappearance of Cassandra Aon. A jury found Contreras Perez guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and stalking causing bodily harm. Cassandra Aon's remains were found on November 30th on private property in the town of Brighton in Marathon County. Clark County District Attorney Melissa Inlow stated, "We hope that the discovery of her remains lends a sense of closure and finality to her family and everyone who misses and mourns her." The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers that the application period for cover crop insurance rebates is open. Here's Lisa Hale.
In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the DATCP will offer a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops this year. The application and information about the program are available online.
You have until July 31st to apply. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We have the band back together, Terry.
We do. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Mother Nature keeping me busy. She's got a wild ride for us across the state today. So
yeah.
Brittany, hang on tight.
I imagine you've got to do, you do forecasts up and down the state and everything. It's got to be pretty a wild day for you.
Oh, yes, surely is, because we've got winter storm warnings up northeast off of Lake Superior, where they're looking at about 10 inches of snowfall, so half of a foot to nearly a foot throughout just today. So
dang, I'm a little jealous.
I know, me too.
No. I mean, truth be told, I'm jealous. Mm-hmm.
We'll get a little dose today. Not probably what you and I are looking for, but a little bit. So we are looking at less than an inch. It looks like it's going to start around noon and kind of continue through the evening, maybe winding down by 6 or 7 or so. Very small flurries, flakes, because our temperatures are going to be crashing cold. We've got this vicious cold front that's moving through this afternoon. So highs today will hit the low 30s, probably around 10 a.m., and then we crash for the rest of it. And we're going to be falling all the way down to the single digits tonight, plus 40-mile-per-hour winds on top of that. This is going to be feeling like near negative 20 by early tomorrow morning and probably feeling like highs in the single digits tomorrow. So a very, very cold one, but it will be sunny tomorrow after a little winter snow globe today.
Mm-hmm. Sounds beautiful. And let me tell you who's walking the dog at my house. Not me. I'm only talking about the 40-mile-an-hour winds. I don't care about the cold and the snow.
My fur brother, my parents' dog, Sammy, he's got a bum leg. So we got to pick him up and take him outside right now. Oh. And I've been in charge of this. And I pick him up. And I'm doing this for him. But he is giving me the weirdest looks.
Wow. He wants to run, man.
He just wants to do it himself. And everything, but then once I get him outside, it's all different. Everything changes once the cold hits him and everything. He's like, oh no, pick me up. He goes in with that. Even when you're covered in fur, this cold can hit you pretty deep, which keep in mind, everybody out there, when not only comes to our loved ones and our seniors out there, but certainly our furry friends, they can only keep them indoors as best as possible.
Yes, please do. Good reminder. Love that.
Appreciate you, Brittany. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Best in the business right there. Our good friend Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. And coming up in another time slot is the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Terry and I will dive into that in a moment. Got some other fun topics for you today. The top trending pet names. We got to get into that one, Terry.
Are they weird?
Definitely. They're no weirder than adult names.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Rover. No Rovers anymore.
When is the perfect time to buy your Christmas tree? We'll get into that one. We've got a couple of things that Miller High Life are doing I want to touch on that are quite interesting. And then we got the 9 o'clock hour kicking off with some entertainment news, getting some fun stuff there. And a little bit later in the 9 o'clock, the top 10 questions kids ask around the holidays.
Cute. I love that.
That could be interesting. That could be quite fun. All that coming up for you and plenty more. It's live radio. Who knows what can happen? Get into our schedule. Got some good stories of the day. Then a right story or two possibly as well a little bit later. But we want to kick things off talking a little United Way with you, Terry, as we are in go time. We are in campaign season.
No.
Ahead. I just wanted to shout out real quick. I got you guys' newsletter the other day and a nice reminder on Giving Tuesday about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. I went ahead and did that like I do every year. I want to thank you and the United Way for letting me know about it years ago. It's something that I think, as much as these kids enjoy those books, I bet you I enjoy doing it as much as they do.
And they are great, great books. You know, that is really cool. One of the things that we did, I think we're in like year three-ish, is we actually receive a set of them at the United Way office so that when we're out promoting the program, right, like we can bring the books, people can see them, touch them, feel them.
That's cool.
So basically we kind of created a imaginary kid. But we have this set and the books are just phenomenal. Yeah. I can't cool. speak highly enough about this. And so, you know, and the reason we're able to offer this program for all of Southwood County and all of Adams County. So any and every child that resides in Southwood or Adams County, again, the child has to reside there, not grandma, grandpa, or aunt or uncle, but the child. Any child is eligible, and they receive a free book in the mail from birth until age 5, when you get a really cool onto kindergarten book. You know, you kind of graduate with a nice message from Dolly.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
It's super cool. So everyone's first book, no matter what your age. So maybe you didn't know about the program, so you're signing up your 3-year-old, which is perfectly acceptable. But every child's very first book is The Little Engine That Could.
Yeah.
And then everybody's last book is On to Kindergarten. So, cool. but in between is a great variety of books that are selected by reading interventionists that are part of the Dollywood Foundation staff. Mm-hmm. And so the way that we are able to offer this program is twofold. One, Women United. And Women United does things like Power of the Purse fundraiser. They have a membership donation that they make to help support programs, all currently focused around early grade learning and literacy. So they they contribute the majority. And then we also accept donations from individual donors who say, you know, hey, I think this program is really cool. I want to support literacy. This is our future. Mm-hmm. These are our future leaders. Mm-hmm. And so that's really awesome. The other thing we are seeing in 2025, just a really small uptick in the price of the program because, you know, these are mailed.
Yeah.
and that is really awesome. I mean, it kids don't get mail anymore. So there's something about that. But it does, you know, the cost of mailing things has gone up. Yeah. And we don't physically mail them. They come right out of the Dollywood Foundation in Knoxville. So that cost has gone up. So, but I mean, it's very, very slight. So for instance, the cost will be for us to provide the program is $35 per child per year. Mm-hmm. But they're getting 12 books.
12 books.
You can't even you can't buy 12 books for $35 plus have them sent. Mm-hmm. And there's a personal message from Dolly. And there's, you know, I think it's kind of cool because always in the front flap, there's also some strategies. Like, you know, parents might read the book to the child or with the child, but then it'll say, okay, go back and, you know, talk with your child about summer, because it might be a book about summer, you know, or whatever. Right. But just it'll just spark some ideas, because you know, the reality is sometimes we do that, but sometimes we're burned out. We get home from work, we get the kids home from school, we make supper, and blah. Yeah. And so if we can just like look at that and be like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I should ask that question. So that's, you know, what we promoted yesterday for Giving Tuesday. But it's always an option. You can go on our website and you can just say, hey, I want to sponsor a child. Click the button. You know, put in your $35, or if you want to do two kids, or if you just say, you know what, I want to support this program, but I have $10. That's what I have. We'll put it toward the program. You don't have to sponsor a whole child. That's just how we promote it. And then, of course, you know, we're in campaign season. So we are pounding the pavement on that and really, you know, really trying to make sure that we raise enough dollars to support all of the programs that we promised funding to. So we pre-allocate. We did that back in May. For funding that will start in January, but we need to raise the funds now. We're about $100,000 out, so we're running behind last year by about $20,000, just timing-wise. You know, I'm not saying we're going to end behind, but as of right, you know, right in this moment, rude.
Sorry, I don't have that on me.
We take checks.
I checked. Wait a minute. Okay.
But I mean, you know, I'm very optimistic that we will get there, but it's just, you know, a reminder to folks that, you know, hey, you have that mailing sitting on the pile on your counter. Yeah. No time like now to get it out to us. We're going to be doing some, you know, a lot of reminders in the next couple weeks, and just reaching out and understanding that, you know, things change, but sometimes things change where people can do more. Sometimes they can do less. Hopefully they can do the same. So we're just, you know, in, like I said, in follow-up mode, running a little bit behind, not behind enough for it to be a crisis.
To the point of Imagination Library, just going back to that for a second, one of the other things that I think is a great one, a really wonderful thing to come out of that is, you know, a little bit later in the 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking about kids' questions this time of year and stuff. Well, kids ask questions all the time, 24/7. They are a sponge, and they're constantly wondering things, and they're asking a lot, and they're, of course, going to ask where these books come from. And then when you get to tell these kids, well, a stranger bought these for you. And that's going to stay with that child. Say out of five kids you do this with, two, three, maybe even four of them go on and do something like this as adults. You know, go and give to the United Way or give to a nonprofit or want to work with a nonprofit or something like that. We're getting them books, and that's the most important part. But the tie-in to giving is also there, and they're seeing that. Again, those sponges are taking this in. So whether it is the Imagination Library or it is something else that you are a part of with the United Way, kids see this, and we're not just giving to our nonprofits, we're not just giving back into our community, we're giving to our future. We're investing in that. We're showing kids this is what we do. Kids are so much wiser and smarter than we realize, and we forget what it's like to be that age. And they're picking not only these things up, they're seeing what we do, the good, the bad, all of it. This is our opportunity to invest in the future with our actions and the way we handle ourselves, the way we treat each other. Especially strangers helping strangers, having an opportunity to do something like this, I I can't put a price on it. I really can't. And knowing that you are investing in your future, investing in your community, it feels pretty darn good. And there's plenty of reasons to feel good nowadays in this time of year and everything. I couldn't encourage you enough to be a part of these things. I'm happy to hear that we are that close. We want to get even farther into that, help the United Way continue to do the work that they are doing in this community. Go to uwswac.org, find out more. We'll be hitting on this as we wrap up the show as well, Terry. Want to mention the calendar raffle is going on, isn't it?
Well, we're just starting to seek sponsors for that. So the raffle. No, it's good. The raffle will happen in the spring, but you know, if you're a local business and you are, you know, would like to jump in, we do have a link on our website where you could sponsor. The really cool thing about this is you could sponsor a day for anywhere from $75 to $200, and your logo goes on all of those calendar raffle cards. So your logo gets automatically 2,000 impressions for $75 investment, yeah, which then goes back out into the goes back out into the community, right? So all we get every day of April sponsored, and that's what we're seeking now. Mm-hmm. So we have time to print them and then sell them, but we get every day sponsored, and then we can we don't have to take any money out of what we sell for the prizes. Everything that we sell goes right into the campaign. Yeah. So win-win-win, right? Mm-hmm. So we are, it's very intuitive of you. We literally just popped that up yesterday afternoon. So we we are taking sponsorships. So, and we have some regulars that always, jump in and sponsor, mm-hmm, and we certainly appreciate that. But if there's anybody else, maybe you have a small business, you're trying to get the word out, we'll be selling, we limit it to 2,000 tickets. And then there is a cash prize for every weekday of April.
Your marketing dollars, and you don't have to take my word for this, you can ask any marketing specialist, are almost doubled when you work with a nonprofit. And then there is the good PR and the good vibes that you get from that, not only in the community, but from your own coworkers and everything. There are a few things I can recommend more than tying yourself in and, using your advertising dollars with a nonprofit, in particular the United Way. I think that's a pretty darn good one. We will take a time out. We'll come back with more. But again, uwswac.org is the website. Go ahead and check that out. Bookmark that page and follow the United Way on social media. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
El Cafe presents their Express Burritos. Stop and grab an Express Burrito in steak, chicken, beef, Tres Amigos, Zapata, Carnita, and Machaca. Express Burritos are a perfect solution for busy people who need a quick, nutritious meal. Whether you're headed to school or work, Express Burritos are an efficient way to stay fueled throughout your busy day. Stop by El Cafe today and grab your Express Burrito to go. Complete any meal with a slice of homemade pie.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Chrissy at Right Way Cleaning are here for you this holiday season. Enjoy your holiday get-together even more this year when you have an experienced team help you clean up. Call 715-213-2851 to book cleaning times that are available for office, personal, and holiday parties while supplies last. Right Way Cleaning is backed with years of experience and a passion to clean the right way.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy with off and on light snow today and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop into the low to mid teens by later today with a wind chill below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It's time for the Edel Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got a wonderful chili skillet or a spaghetti with garlic bread for lunch today. Come out and enjoy a nice hot breakfast as well. They got tons of great stuff. One of the more unique menus, some of the most amazing people, and a great atmosphere. Check out El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
But it just always sounds so good.
Everything. Everything.
Every time I hear it, you read that off, I'm always like, oh.
Be honest, I am
that
picky.
That sounds good.
And even when there's the stuff that I wouldn't normally eat, I would eat it there. Like, definitely. Check out their food, check out their menu, and buy local, support local, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You could direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, call up 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Looking forward to hanging out with you. Call up and join us with your birthdays and anniversaries. And Terry, I have, four possible qualifiers. Give me a 1 through 4.
Oh boy, 2.
And that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of ours here at the station, Allie Sproutling.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Allie worked with us for a while here at WFHR, the old studios and everything. I appreciate her. A wonderful human being. I actually worked with Allie twice in radio. Worked with her over in my GLX days as well. Wishing you a good one, Allie. Enjoy your day. We want to wish a very happy birthday as well to Bob Rose.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. It's a great name, by the way. It's a great name. Enjoy your day, Bob. And we wish a very happy birthday to another friend of ours here at WFHR, J.R. Seward.
Happy birthday, JR.
I make no bones about it. Mr. Seward has treated my family very, very well. Was really good to my mother. And that gives him, you know, pretty much he's a mail off. No. The Seawarts have put a lot into this community. And you know, one of the things that I learned through JR with doing Let's Talk Real Estate with him for years was not only how interesting the real estate industry is and how much it is tied to our economy, how much you can see how your economies are actually doing compared to housing prices and a lot of those things. But all industry is a reputation business, no more than the real estate industry and how you treat people. And certainly the idea of these are my neighbors that I'm selling houses to or selling all these different things. Just learned a lot from and what it really means to, a lot of people could talk about being a part of a community or adding to a community. There's a whole different thing when you're literally doing it. You're such an integral part of it. I really do appreciate what they've done over there and the work that they've done for years, him, his father, so much, and the many people that are over there now taking over. I hope JR's doing well. He's got to be getting ready for a marathon or something. Definitely what he's doing right now, I'm pretty sure. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Effie Tabriz.
Happy birthday.
Effie over at Family Natural Foods, a friend of ours, and joined us here on the radio station a number of times. Lots of friends on the winning today and being on our list. That's awesome. And Effie, congratulations and happy birthday to you. Hope all the gang over Family Natural Foods are making it as awkward as they've made mine. No, I'm joking.
I hope you get a big old cake.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Jelly Roll is 40 today. Save Me, quite a few other songs. One of my dad's favorite artists, even though he couldn't tell you probably any of his songs, but he loves his interviews. He loves his interviews, likes him as a person. I think that whether you like Jelly Roll or not, I don't know how you cannot look at him and his life and his career, where he is now, and not take some inspiration, not take an idea of like, okay, well, that's what this is all about. I'm young. I mess up. I have an opportunity to turn my life around and become a good part of society, a taxpayer, an entertainer, or somebody who entertains others, who takes my talent and does something with it good. That's a story that if you take away the tattoos, you take away all the style of music, any of these other things, and you insert something you like out there, you're going to be raving about this man and championing him and having, you know, his music on your radio and everything. His style of music, I'll be honest, isn't my thing. But I saw him and Lainey Wilson the other day when they were performing at the Cowboys game. Yep. It was the only entertaining thing about that game. I cannot get over... first off, a real quick tease real here. If you didn't notice, that performance was a little more pomp and circumstance than usual. I believe, a hot take real quick, next year's Super Bowl, Lainey Wilson.
Well,
I will put my name on that.
I think that rivaled any Super Bowl halftime show I've seen in the last however many years.
I just can't get over how comfortable and how good she is at what she's doing at so young. She's only been doing this for a little while, but she's been preparing for this forever. Jelly Roll comes out there, is just as good and just as and not only like born to do this, but just giving their all, putting it all out there.
But they also didn't. It also didn't feel. Sometimes I think these halftime shows or whatever. But sometimes it's like, okay, we're gonna have this artist and this artist, and it feels like a force fit.
Yeah.
And that was just natural. It just was like.
Yeah. And I'm seeing him out there doing that, and he's giving everything he has to it. You see, okay, not only is he giving all he has, but he realizes how fortunate he is. He realizes what he has, and there's something different. There's something different about a human being that maybe doesn't have their back against the wall, but knows what that's like and doesn't want to go back to that.
Sure.
It's impressive.
He's an inspiration for sure.
There is Tyra Banks. I was 51 today.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Jay-Z is 55. Happy birthday to him. Fred Armisen is 58, former SNL cast member, Portlandia. He was Uncle Fester on Wednesday. Great character actor. Very good. Marissa Tomei is 60. Wow. Aunt May on the Spider-Man movies. Many people remember her from My Cousin Vinny. Won an Oscar for that. Best Supporting Oscar for that. Great actor. Jeff Bridges is 75. The dude. Best actor winner for Crazy Heart. And currently on My Mom and Dad, one of their favorite shows, The Old Man on Hulu. Or I don't know anything about it, but I love that show. I like Jeff Bridges. You talk about...
I like him, too.
Just is what he is, you know? Always has been, has never put on airs, and has had an amazing career. Fantastic career. Max Baer Jr. is 87. Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies.
How old?
87.
Okay.
Wow. Wink Martindale is 91, amazing host of Tic Tac Toe. I think he hosted some other things too. And then some people no longer with us, like Dennis Wilson, born in 1944, passed away in 1983, Beach Boys drummer. And the only one that surfed in the band, actually, as it turns out. Interesting. Tony Todd would have been 70 today. Great character actor. A lot of people know him from the Candyman movies. He was Candyman. But he was in The Rock, Lean on Me. He was in Star Trek as a Klingon. Great character actor. Let's see here. And Victor French, born on this day in 1934, passed away in 1989. Mr. Edwards on Little House on the Prairie. He was also Mark Gordon on Highway to Heaven and Agent 44 on Get Smart. Great career for Victor French. Nice long career for him, too. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But one more time, I want to remind you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody, so we can celebrate with you. And be sure to head on over to El Cafe and celebrate with them. It's buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our good friends at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And speaking of those that support this community, we got our friends Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That is coming up along with plenty more after our news break here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Dane County judge struck down Act 10 earlier this week, the controversial 2011 law that limited collective bargaining rights for most public sector workers in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
As expected, Democrats are celebrating the Act 10 reversal. Republicans say taxpayers will see extra burdens. The judge said the legislation was unconstitutional. Progressive lawmaker from Milwaukee, Ryan Clancy, is praising the restoration of workers' bargaining power, and the state's largest teachers' union is welcoming the return of rights lost over a decade ago. Republican lawmakers warn that the ruling could lead to rising costs for local school districts and that it could potentially erase an estimated $16 billion in savings since Act 10's implementation.
Marshfield Clinic is looking for volunteers for a community study of common respiratory illnesses and gastroenteritis. The PACER study will enroll about 1,500 people of all ages for up to 2 years. More than 700 people have signed up, but they need hundreds more. Volunteers will fill out a brief survey each week to let the study team know if they are sick or not. Volunteers will collect and mail back a nose swab when they have a cough, cold, or flu symptoms, or a stool sample if they have a stomach bug. The study results will help guide vaccine development and aid doctors who are taking care of patients with respiratory or diarrheal illnesses. It's quite rare for a large research study like this to take place in a rural Midwestern setting. This is in-depth infectious disease research that will be used at the national level. If you're interested, you're encouraged to contact the study team to see if you're eligible to volunteer. You can find out more or volunteer at marshfieldresearch.org or by calling 800-468-9700. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and
The Packers head to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, I feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we spend the entire hour with our Wood County Sheriff's Department. Join us every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on WFHR.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy with off and on light snow today and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop into the low to mid teens by later today with a wind chill below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Got plenty of more fun things to get into. And we're going to talk a little bit Christmas trees right now, Terry. If you put up an artificial Christmas tree, you can do that anytime you want. That's pretty much go time. I actually heard a good quote from one of my favorite people in radio, Dan Lebatard, the other day. He's a Miami guy. And he had a line that I thought fits pretty darn good, actually, for the Midwest. Dan's never spent a day in the snow. But he said, the moment there is snow on Lambeau, I can put my Christmas tree up. I feel like that's pretty safe. I feel like that's a pretty safe way to handle it. But for others, there's a different frame of time. I think every family almost has has a certain, oh, this is when we put our tree up, maybe the day after Thanksgiving, or maybe even right now around this time of the season. But wonder, according to a new survey, real Christmas tree shoppers fall into six categories based on when they buy their trees. And here's how it breaks down. The early birds who put it up before Thanksgiving, 14% do that. This group really has to work to keep their tree from drying out by Christmas, so they work a little harder on that.
Yeah, I would think.
The people who buy their, then there's the people who buy their tree over Black Friday weekend, 33% of people do that.
That's pretty significant. 33%.
Yeah.
And then there the seasonal pursuits who get a tree the first weekend of December, 33% also do that. Okay. So basically, two out of three people get a real Christmas tree about a month out. That also means we're in the middle of a 10-day stretch where most people get their tree. Then, number four, then there are the people who wait until the second week of December. 16% of people do that. That's next week. There's the people who put it off until the third week of December. 3% of people do that. And then there is the Christmas Eve traditionalists who put it up on Christmas Eve. That is about 1% of people that do that.
You know, I just always feel like it's so much. Well, first of all, I love Christmas decorations. So I like it when the house is festive like that. But it's so much work.
Yeah.
So for me, I want it up for a while.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
one of our daughters has a January birthday. So I always made sure it was down before birthday. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like blending together. So if I, you know, if I could have left it up longer, maybe I'd put it up later or maybe just leave it up longer. I don't know. But yeah, I'm a around Thanksgiving-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my family's usually done it too. Usually the day after Thanksgiving or, you know, that weekend or whatever, however falls. There may have been a time when putting a real tree up that late had a little magic to it, but these days it feels like a lot of effort to just have a tree up for a day. Yeah. That seems like a lot. I don't know. Plus, a lot of people like enjoying the spirit of the holiday season in their homes throughout the run-up to Christmas. There's a phrase that is always I've never really felt too much, but I really do feel it this time of year. It's about the journey, not the destination. I feel like that's a lot of Christmas. You know, Christmas Day is wonderful. It's awesome. It has a lot to it. It's 24 hours, you know. But the build-up to it, the spirit of Christmas, all of those things is, to me, part of the real joy of Christmas. Part of the real fun of Christmas is all the pomp and circumstance and the build-up to it and everything.
Well, and I think it just runs forward to New Year's Day. Like, for me. You know what I mean? Like, or, like, the whole time the kids are off school or, you know, like that. Like, that's the Christmas season, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, for me, it's a longer run. I do an artificial tree. We have a wood-burning fireplace in our living room, and we burn it all the time. So it's like the last time I had a real tree, it dried out no matter how much I watered it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just dries out so fast. And I don't want to put it somewhere other than the living room. Like, I want it where I'm going to enjoy it most. So, yeah, so I do fake tree, and so I can put it up and down really whenever I...
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever it strikes me.
Do you do the... with Christmas ornaments? I know there are some families, they've got so many, they're like, no more, we're done. do you still find yourself getting Christmas ornaments?
Do you know, sometimes, but it is kind of funny because this year, like, the kids were helping and stuff, and I'm like, do you guys want this? I think I probably have, like, 3 18-gallon totes just of ornaments. And I'm like, you guys want the other one? And they're like, yeah, no, we're done. And I was fine with it. I'm just like, yeah, you know what? That's fine. But I do have, from every year since the girls were little, I've always made an ornament with their picture on it or had one made. But I don't put those on the tree, oddly. Yeah. Like, I have a table in our dining room that I have a... it's a metal tree, but it's basically just a big ornament stand. And so I have all of those on there. So, like, you can just look at it and just see all of their pictures throughout the years. And so that's just kind of a fun, special place that I have those. I don't know why. Some of them are breakable.
Yeah.
And then I switch to metal ones. So those obviously aren't. But, you know, our dog is still, I mean, he's three, but he's still a puppy. Like, his tail is just whacking that tree all the time. And I'm just like, oh. So I don't know. I don't put those on there. I put them in a different special place. But so those ornaments, yes. Mm-hmm. And then also a tradition was started several years ago in Rudolph that Rudolph has an ornament every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I have all of those. I have that whole collection.
Oh, cool.
And so I also put those in their own special spot, not on the tree, because they are the breakable glass ones.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, it's just kind of a cool, fun tradition. But other than that, I really don't I won't say no to an ornament, but I'm not like, give me ornaments.
You know? Right, right. I know that there's, my mom, like a lot of parents out there, has the ornaments that we made when we were kids. And she's kind of stopped putting a lot of those up just because they've gotten fragile and she wants to save them. But there's one that she puts up every year. And I didn't know I had made it for years. But it's the clothespins.
Yeah.
And you make the little Rudolph
the reindeer, yeah.
She's still got mine that I made. And I thought it was my sister's. But I don't know if it was like 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was. No, it had to have been during the pandemic. I actually took a look at it as I was putting it up on the tree, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I made this. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's my name.
I think of this almost every year around this time. There are certain inventions that you look at, and you're like, man, if my family had come up with that. And whoever invented those little green hooks, like that, you got to think that whoever made those or that company, like they live at large.
Right.
They live at large, man. That's the company to invest in, I would think. We haven't figured out a better way to hang ornaments yet than those little green hooks. That seems like it's still the best way to do it. If 2 or 3 weeks ago, most department stores, most places started putting out Christmas stuff, and the rise of ornaments. Like, if you can think of it, there's an ornament of it. Like,
there is
an ornament of everything nowadays.
And you can have pretty much any ornament made, which is super fun. You know, like die cutters can do that, or whatever, vinyl. I've done the photo ones for 20 years. It is fun. And I'm just gonna correct you from my retail world. Mm. Christmas has been out for like 3 months. Oh, not
right,
3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. 100% right. 100%.
Duh. At Yonkers, we used to set Christmas the second week of September.
I believe it. If you're curious about finding a real Christmas tree, you're having a hard time wherever you're located, realchristmastreeboard.com. Realchristmastreeboard.com is the website you can go to find a real tree locator. That's kind of cool.
You know, I do love, like, in movies and stuff when you see the traditional tree lot, you know, where it's just there's all these trees propped up, mm-hmm. and you go check it out. I think that's always fun.
I've only gotten to do it twice, but if you get the chance to cut down your own tree, oh god, do it. It's such a cool feeling. It's awesome.
Unless you're the Griswolds.
Yeah, I suppose that it's a little different. It might be a little different for our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Let's find out. Every Wednesday, our good friend Phil Hartley joins us from Quality Plus to bring us our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You know, we cut down our tree every year, and every year I go to do it, I think, maybe not next year.
Why am I doing this?
It is a fun thing.
Sub-zero temperatures, you know, coming through, you know. But you know what? Then the whole group says, no, we're going to do that, and then I'm the one doing it, of course, again.
Yep. Best laid plans.
Hey, Phil, you know, you grew up in Maine. Are the winters that different there than here?
No, you know, I would say normally Maine would get more snow. I mean, we're near the ocean, bring us, but they're just as miserable as here, really.
Right, oh, right, yeah.
I've heard about that.
In living in Maine, it wasn't as hot in the summertime and wasn't as cold in the summertime, but a lot more snow. And I had to grow up in the mountains backyard too, so that.
Oh wow! Is that cool?
That sounds awesome.
I could honestly talk to you about that for an hour, man. I'm so curious about that, living out that way and everything. It's interesting to me. One day, you and I will have that conversation. For now, I do want to talk about not only Quality Plus Printing with you, Phil, and get to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, but you guys just released your coloring books. Those are out and ready for the public.
Yeah, we just brought it. We gave a whole bunch out at the parade. I had one complaint about the parade. We can't run that fast.
Was it moving fast? I wasn't able to get there.
We're trying to hand out coloring books, and you look up and, you know, on the parade, like I'm about
a mile away.
So I'm going to tell them I'm going to put a slow boat on the parade there next year. But we're getting them out. I'm going to bring over some hopefully later this morning to the Boys and Girls Club as well. And Assumption Schools has been in here getting some for their elementary schools that they're giving out. And so, we'll be getting them out the rest of this week and next week, but we printed over 2,000, and we'll be done with them in just probably another week or so. We'll have them all out. So
awesome.
Yeah, I really love them, and I'm so proud of this effort, you know, especially the people that work here, but Tracy puts a lot of work into it, designing it and putting it together, and so I thank her for that. But, yeah, it looks great, and we're going to be presenting a check to Terry.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
$1,000 by the time we're done. And that's just amazing from this, you know, little effort that the community helps us with. So, yeah, it's been an awesome time once again, and we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
Great Phil, news. Love it.
Phil, why is it important to you as a local business, and if I can be, you know, real about this, a smaller business, to take part of your work, part of the energy that you put into things, and part of your profits into what the United Way does?
You know, well, first I was on the Terry will tell you, she put up with me for at least 10 years on the board. And so I know,
it's almost time to get you back.
Yeah, you know how much I care for not only what you do, but for Terry, who's a great person, but also you see the good things I do around the community and all the different nonprofits and organizations that are helped from the United Way. So when it came time when I got this business, and in my head I'm always thinking, you know, you're so blessed to be able to do this. A lot of people can't. And so how do you give back? And so instantly, the creativity was flowing through Tracy of what we do. But also, it was an easy thought of where does this need to go to make the biggest bang for the buck, let's say, right? And you know, I knew the United Way was a place that could use this money, and it was so well run that it would be put to good use. And so it was an easy decision there, and I'm glad it turned out the way it did. And I want to thank all the businesses that come in, including you guys over there, James, and to help with this project. So thank you, and I'm very proud to make it happen.
And Phil, before we get to our Wicked Awesome Word, speaking of words, I want to remind everybody that you guys have these new swear shirts out today.
Let's talk about that.
This is awesome, Phil. I'm already a fan.
Oh, that just came in my head one day. You know, Wham is growing, and we're doing a bunch of different orders. It's about, how are we going to find something that, you know, that's ours, you know, and come up with some ideas that, you know, that we do exclusively kind of thing. Because we make custom for everybody, and we've been doing that, and it's been awesome. But so I had this idea in my head of that swear shirt, and then just putting on the back, of course, not real swear words, but words you say to divert yourself from saying swear words, which is sometimes a lot more funny than the swear words are. So we started to make these, and we're starting to sell them exclusively right here at Quality Plus Printing, Wicked Awesome Media, WAM. If you have an idea, bring it on.
I think it's hilarious because I was like, I need that on just so, you know, you pass by a mirror and you're like, oh yeah, bite your tongue. You know, like,
yes.
Watch your mouth. It'd be just a good reminder.
It's a very good reminder. And Phil, I imagine our Wicked Awesome Word is not going to maybe show up on one of these shirts, but it might. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So I'm trying to go with the holiday theme here and come up with some holiday words that you might not have heard every day. So our first one is bobble.
Bobble.
B-A-U-B-L-E. B-A-U-B-L-E. And it means a small, showy trinket or decoration, like Christmas bulbs on the Christmas tree or a brooch or, you know, something that's kind of small and shiny. And it's usually related to Christmas. So the Christmas bulbs and things like that. But bubbles.
Bubbles. That works.
Is that in the Grinch? Bobbles and bows, blah, 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 blah.
That sounds familiar, yes. I thought it sounded a little familiar, yeah.
I love it. Good choice.
Yeah.
It might not be in the Grinch. I just was thinking that that's where I've heard it.
We'll work it in there.
We'll now.
Yeah. It is now.
No. So, yeah. Grinch, by the way, would be a good swear word, by the way. That would be a good one, a good safe one, it feels like. Ah, oh, Grinch. Right. It feels like it. I don't know. I feel like it's me. We appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us. We encourage everybody to get your printing needs by our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil, we'll talk real soon. Thanks again for joining us. Hang out with us. We'll hang out again next Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Don't forget to go to White Christmas next 2 weekends, too, over at the community theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Have a great day. Really enjoyed talking to you once again.
You
have
too,
a great
Phil.
Day. Thank
have
you.
A good one, Phil. Join our friends over at Quality Press Printing at 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there for all your printing needs. We not only thank them for joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, but of course, Quality Press Printing is the sponsor of Playmakers, which you can hear tonight from 5 to 6. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6. Get your sports feelings out. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines.
Get
them out.
Your sports feelings out.
Terry, I don't think. All right. I'm glad you find this so funny.
I do.
There are a lot of people out there, Terry, that have sports takes that they keep inside. I know. And they just fester and fester. And if you don't get them out, bad things can happen. It's important that we have this show. I don't see what is so funny about
it. That's
this.
Why you guys have that big couch in here now? For the love.
Yeah. Well, no, that's just for me as a
And now all of a sudden the microphones can stretch so you don't even have to pick your head up off the pillow.
It's what we do.
Oh, Lord.
This is how we bond as sports fans when we have a show like this. And we're able to thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing who join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
The best part about the holidays are the cards.
Oh, joy. Another person sent me the same card. Oh, hey, honey, look. It's from your mom and dad. Isn't this a picture from our honeymoon 2 years ago?
Oh, I think it is. Look how they made it a Christmas card.
Maybe we could do that. I'm tired of having the same ones every year. And these are funny.
I'll call Phil and the team at Quality Plus Printing and have them make us something great. We can even get matching ugly sweaters.
I'll skip the sweaters. Can we use my giant bass pick?
Quality Plus Printing for all your holiday needs.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, the president's pardon of his son Hunter Biden gives us all a lesson in the power of grace to help others struggling with addiction.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy with off and on light snow today and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop into the low to mid teens by later today with a wind chill below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Little Huey Lewis in the news to play us in.
I mean, I need some Christmas bumpers for next week.
Oh, yeah, we got them next week. He's on it.
You can just do it for my day.
Actually, it's my
fault. I'm none
the
wiser when I'm not here.
It's my fault. He asked me when to start them, and I'm like, oh, next week should be good. So, yeah,
and then you forgot I was here.
Yes, I did.
I mean, Huey Lewis is a good backup.
That's how it works. I think he had some Christmas music, even Huey Lewis. We take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
I would forget you're there too, Terry.
Oh, Lord. Here come the sports feelings. What do you got?
You guys have your soap opera feelings and all that stuff. Why can't we have our sports feelings?
Mm-hmm. It's all we have. It's the only way we bond.
You can have whatever you want.
You know, I don't know if I can wait till tonight's 5 o'clock for the playmakers and talk about the Badger basketball game last night.
So
when I do talk to James, he might have to be on the couch.
Yeah, might be. Or one of us is going to have to be after that one. Yeah. Yeah. I am looking forward to talking about that and previewing a little bit of the Marquette-Wisconsin game coming up Saturday, which will be right here at WFHR.
Do you need a little fuzzy blanket and socks, too, for being on the couch?
Does sound nice. Does sound comfortable.
It does sound nice.
A little neck cozy. With your box of tissues.
But it's got to be in our team's colors. It's got to be whatever our teams are. It's got to be.
All of a sudden, there's like 500 fleece blankets in here because you got to grab the right one for that discussion.
Can't have the wrong colors. Can't have the wrong colors.
And then we'll have a personal assistant for your blanket. You guys should all toughen up a little bit.
People don't realize how difficult sports, being a sports fan, is. That's what Playmakers is for. It's a safe place.
You know, actually, I am glad that you all have a place, so we don't have to hear about it all the time.
Just three days a week.
We do need you to join us today, Kev. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, how's the package load today? Now that would be realistic venting.
Yes. And you could feel it, too.
The problem is it's nothing new. It's been 26, doing this is my 26th Christmas. So
it should be exciting. It shouldn't be aggravating. It should be like, woo, I get to handle, you don't even need a Y membership. I get to handle 20,000 packages this week. Woo!
It is a workout, I imagine. It is a workout, and it makes you speechless. Yeah. Like, how do I respond to that?
The best thing about it is that, as of right now, I mean, we still see clear pavement, and we can keep moving without slipping and falling and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, it gets busy Christmas season. I mean, for all of us carriers, between mail carriers and us parcel delivery drivers. And this time of year does suck, but if we have good roads and good weather, I mean, we can get through it pretty easily. But when we start seeing that white stuff getting piled up like it happened in New York, I mean, that's the stuff that I don't like seeing.
Well, thank you for what you do, all except for the sports whining.
I do appreciate it. It's venting. It's
sorry. It's not even venting. It's feelings. Except for sharing your sports feelings.
No, venting sounds more manly. We're definitely venting. We're definitely. Kev, appreciate you. Safe travels out there.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Safe travels to all of our postal workers and our delivery people out there and everything. Greatly appreciate that. Never more than this time of year.
And the weather does help, right? This weather. I mean, I get it. The cold and the wind sucks. But for all of you, think about all the Cyber Monday packages that are being delivered this week and next week. If they can have have some ice-free walkways and stuff. That's awesome.
This time of year, there's a lot of gifts that come up, and I think so many people create things just for white elephant gifts, and then there's just people that, you know what? Somebody's going to love this. Somebody's going to like this, and somebody's going to like the Miller Lite is really taking the hold of this one. They got a couple things. Miller Lite is releasing a limited edition Yule Lager, which they describe as a digital beer-pouring fireplace. It's basically a piece of furniture itself and doesn't connect with an actual fireplace. It includes a custom LED screen that makes it look like you've got a real fire going with a custom audio track of crackling fire. It also holds your beer. That's pretty cool. All right. Now I'm listening. You can store cans below the screen, and when you're ready to celebrate, you can pour the beers into a clear insulated tube that looks like a chimney, and then there's a spout at the bottom that dispenses it. I'm trying to see if I can find this here and to show Terry. You can find it at MillerLite.com, their website.
It could not be a real fireplace because it would warm up your beer.
Yeah. That's true.
It would have to just be simulated. Do you know your birthday?
My birthday. Let me see.
Because you can't get in the Miller Lite website without.
I didn't even think about that. That's smart on their part. That's smart. Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
Well,
because if you wanted to look at the Miller Lite website, wouldn't you just put a birthday in that's more than 21?
I 100%, 100%. Okay. But they got to try.
Yeah, okay.
They
made an effort. Fine.
But I'm with you on that. It's not fooling anybody.
They're probably all sold out already. You probably can't even find them.
Yeah, they might be.
Here we go.
Now we've got it. So let me see here. It looks like a fireplace that's inside a beer. That's what it looks like.
That is kind of cute, actually.
It's not bad.
I mean, I'm not sure I would spend... How much is this
bad boy? That is the thing that I was wondering, and I haven't... $250.
Oh. Well, I thought you were going to say like $2,500.
Yeah,
so
it's actually
I wouldn't pay for it, but I can see people who might.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that one. I don't know if I got a lot of interest in that. But if you miss out, because they're only making about 50 of these, they're available. They're releasing them on their store this Friday. And if you got the $250 to spend, don't worry. If you don't and you miss out on them, don't worry. They made their Yule Logger Fire available for streaming on YouTube. It's a 9-hour loop. So you just play that if you want. You're covered. You're fine.
So you can just pull that up on your TV and just... let it go.
I guess.
That's kind of funny.
It's an
whatever.
One.
Creative marketing, and they're not breaking the bank doing it, right? They're making 50 of them. They'll sell them. I bet they'll be gone.
Will that sell better than their perfume? They have a dive bar fume that they're selling, Miller Lite. It's a, quote, every familiar dive bar scent from the satisfying crack of a freshly opened beer to the comforting, savory taste of classic bar snacks.
Ew. Okay. Ew. What? Who's doing this?
Who needs
Miller
this?
High Life?
Who is asking for this? Yes. Yeah. Because I don't know.
Okay, that would be kind of a funny white elephant, though.
No, yes,
okay, what's the price tag on that bad boy?
$60. Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you. Nah, not for a white elephant gift or any other kind. No, no. I don't
it
know about
kind
that.
Of funny.
That seems a little much. But to each their own. We will take a time out. We'll come back smelling great when we get back on the morning show here at WFHR.
This is.
CBS